Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Charles Hadid, CEO of Transcat Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, the ticker symbol TRNS, and Transcat distributes test and measurement instruments and provides accredited calibration services to a variety of industries. Thanks for joining us today, Charles.
Hey, you're welcome, Juan. Glad to be here.
Great. I'll start off by talking to us about the significance of the company being listed on the Fortune Small Business Magazine's 100 fastest-growing small public companies.
Yeah, well, obviously we appreciate the recognition. It's our second year to be recognized on that listing, and I think it speaks to the successful and ongoing execution of the strategy we've particularly had in place for the last 4 or 5 years with the company.
Great, and give us a small overview, a brief overview of your business.
Well, we really have two primary segments and are entering into a third. The primary segment of our company is we are a leading distributor of premium brand test and measurement equipment to primarily the manufacturing segment, heavily focused into the pharmaceutical, energy, chemical, and energy to include, for example, oil and gas industries. A corollary to that is that we also provide calibration services to ensure that that test and measurement equipment is measuring exactly the way customers need it to measure and be effective in their process. The product business makes up about two-thirds of our business, and the remaining one-third is our calibration services segment. Within the calibration services, we have 12 labs across the country, and I say North America, actually, including Ottawa and Puerto Rico, provides a nationwide footprint for calibration. The quality of our service is independently accredited, as you had mentioned earlier, which provides an additional level of comfort, if you will, to our customers that not only we say the type of quality we provide, but that there's an independent recognition and verification of it, if you will, and that the disciplines that we provide a wide breadth of disciplines, meaning pressure, temperature, electrical, dimensional, as opposed to just being able to be strong in just one, which customers that are looking for vendor consolidation find it easier to work with a company with our footprint that does that.
And where can we find some of the products? And which industries?
Well, for example, oil and gas. If you look at some of our larger customers like Exxon, DuPont, Johnson & Johnson, Wyeth Laboratories, but most of them are going to be in manufacturing operations as opposed to, for example, R&D.
Great. And talk to us about some of the trends right now in the distribution and calibration segments and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
That's an interesting question because I think the trends right now have been fairly disruptive for probably the last 6 months given the economy. So let me just talk about somewhat economy aside, and then let me deal with the economy separately. We've had a fairly good growth rate in both segments of our business. One of them we expect to have higher growth rates than the other, and the higher growth rate we expect in the calibration services. Product standpoint, we have a very good position in terms of the availability of the products that our customers need and the technical knowledge to help them make the right decisions, particularly if they're not sure what type of equipment they need to particularly solve a particular application problem they have. That type of business we believe is going to have, probably in the area of single-digit growth. It's not going to be a high-growth segment. And it's going to be more dealing with the challenges of both customers who have finding new products that are being offered that provide multifunction capabilities. So they're going to find situations where one instrument now replaces two. So those are some of the growth challenges you find in the business. On the other hand, the calibration services segment we think has much higher growth opportunity for us. It's a very fragmented market. Customers are looking for vendor consolidations to help them lower their costs. They're looking for, particularly, I think, nationwide suppliers that can help provide manage their whole program for them, even for some of the calibration disciplines that we don't provide, because nobody really can provide, can afford the capital investment to be able to calibrate everything. So we think that on an ongoing basis, we're well positioned both in the product and in the calibration services, and in fact, uniquely positioned that we're able to do both. And there's hardly anyone else who's really both a nationwide distributor of product like we are and be able to provide nationwide calibration services as well. Now, the economy has been challenging for us as much as everyone. I think, by and large, in the numbers we've released so far, that we've fared better than most, and I think that's fair enough. But nonetheless, we have a strong balance sheet and a strong cash flow to be able to deal with that challenge. And I think, we're hoping that it has bottomed out a little earlier in the year and that maybe it's stabilized now, and we'll look and see when this thing turns around. So I think that's everyone's waiting to see, and we're going to be, I think, uniquely positioned both in terms, again, based on our balance sheet and cash flow, with our inventory to provide customers, when they need it, when they're able to come back into the acquisition market.
Great. And you briefly touched on it, and can you continue talking about what makes the company unique, differentiates it from other players in your sector?
I think there's two differentiations. Let me talk about first, the big one is that we both provide both the test and measurement product and the ability to calibrate them, which, for example, if you buy it and have a calibration program, if you bought it somewhere else, you may buy the equipment, then you have to send it out to somebody to be calibrated and then to come back. We're able to provide it to you right away one time, which certainly is cost-effective and also logistics time-effective as well. We have a niche, and it's test and measurement equipment, and it's not a lot of the other inventoryable or consumables that you'll find in a factory. So we've really narrowed it and have always been narrow in test and measurement. Now, that's a fairly decent-sized market, but nonetheless, it's where we've really specialized. If you add to that the ability to, as I mentioned earlier, provide that application assistance to help you make decisions when you're not sure what piece of equipment is the right piece to use, we clearly think that's an advantage we provide, and many of our customers historically have looked to us to provide that. I think on the calibration, our uniqueness is in that, we are a very high-quality operation. Calibration is a very complex kind of operation because you physically cannot see any difference in your instrumentation after it's been calibrated. For example, I liken calibration to, let's say, sterile water or a sterile pharmaceutical. You can't tell that something is sterile. You have to trust that it is. When you look at an instrument that's been calibrated, you have to trust those who have done the work, hence the calibration certificate we provide and the value of the accreditation from an external body that comes with our certificate. And I think the fact that the quality of our calibration, the quality of our service, and the value-added services that we also provide to our customers beyond just the nature of the calibration itself are well-recognized and valued.
Great answer. And in terms of the company's actual growth, will you continue to grow organically, or will you consider M&A activities?
Actually, both. And we really see our growth engine being heavily focused in the calibration segment. There's a lot of leverage in that growth given the fixed nature of the cost investment you make in the laboratories and the equipment. So that as that business grows, we see our gross profit line and our bottom line expanding even at a greater rate than our top line will in that respect. Now, that market is heavily fragmented by a lot of very, very small local providers who, while may do very good calibration work, they tend to be often very uniquely focused in a discipline or in a market, so that if you need someone really to manage your whole program or you're looking towards vendor consolidation, who can take care of that whole operation for you, that certainly speaks to what a Transcat can offer. So we think and really invested in our sales organization to really focus our growth on the calibration segment, as well as taking advantage of that through acquisition. Now, we did an acquisition last August that was fairly sizable. Probably could grow our business in 8 to 10%, which is a fairly large chunk for us to bite off. And it was actually a unique acquisition that both allowed us to establish a distribution center on the West Coast to provide products to our West Coast customers faster than being shipped from our existing warehouse in New York, and also allowed us to establish a additional calibration lab footprint, and this was up in Portland, Oregon. So to answer your question, we're going to continue to look at growth focused on calibration, both organically driven by our sales organization and through acquisition, that both there are, we think, a number of going to be there are going to be a sizable number of acquisition opportunities in the upcoming year and periods beyond that, you know, our strong balance sheet and cash flow and the ability to look for someone who embraces our quality and culture will provide great opportunities for us to grow through acquisition as well.
Certainly, and perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Charles, as well as that of the key management team at Transcat.
Probably interestingly enough, for a small company, as opposed to a lot of management that's grown up from the company, virtually all of the senior management of this company, including myself, has been new since 2002. Most of us have worked in other larger companies that we think has allowed us to bring a lot of the experience we've had from those companies to Transcat. I had spent over 20 years with Bausch & Lomb, had a background in finance, operations, and general management, and have really established, I think, an excellent senior management team that come from a number of other similar companies that, again, as I said, have allowed us to take those experience we've learned and apply them to a company that we think has got a great future for growth, both in top and bottom line.
And what specific goals and objectives has the management team set for Transcat over the next year?
To grow our sales and increase our profitability. I don't know if anybody else isn't going to say that, but we think we're really positioned to do a lot of good things. It's a challenge in this economy. I think, making sure we take care of our customers who are going through their own challenges. In some cases, it's how do you help them where they've had constrained budgets, deal with acquisition models, and in some cases we have adjusted our pricing model to continue these relationships with them. I think when you look out further, that we're going to continue to grow our calibration business probably in the double-digit range, again, through organic growth and acquisition, utilize the strength of our product business, which provides a strong operating earnings and cash flow base to continue to leverage that. And, we think that we're going to see the results of that in our financials and in our stock price.
Well, it certainly sounds like you have some specific strategies for overcoming some of the challenges. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
I think anyone who has invested in our stock, our direction has been very clear. I think we both in our 10K, where I think we go beyond to really try and explain what we're trying to do, what our strategy is, as well as in our press releases and our conference calls. So I think those that have invested in the company understand what our strategy is. An example of our strategy is there's things that we could have looked to do in this current economic and vision environment that would have taken us off strategy and have opted not to do that. We value very highly our technical workforce that works in our calibration labs, and we have gone through a process of saying, hey, we're going to continue to invest in that organization, both to provide the service and to sell those services and grow. And that, so obviously the decision we've made not to do is to go through, layoffs or workforce reductions in this period of time. And there may be some short-term impact on our earnings in this period, but we think certainly that's a better option right now than to go off strategy and give up on those investments that we've made over the last several years.
Sure, makes sense. And once again, joining us today is Charles Hadid, President, CEO, and COO of Transcat Incorporated. Trading on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is TRNS, currently trading at $4.87 a share. And before we conclude, Charles, what are some of the key reasons why Transcat represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Okay, I guess I would say I think we have a solid strategy for growth. I think we're uniquely positioned both in distribution of product and the ability to calibrate them as well. We have a strong balance sheet and cash flow that allows us to take advantage of both organic and acquisition growth opportunities. I think economy aside, if you will, I think we've had a good history of growth. And our KAL, gross profit leverage, where we focused our growth, is going to allow our bottom line to expand at even a greater rate than our top line.
Well, it sounds pretty cut and dry, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
You're welcome, Ron. Thank you.